We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Central Texas girl who contracted a very rare infection caused by an amoeba has died. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more outside Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth.
10-year-old Lily Avant was airlifted to Cook Children's Medical Center last week after contracting the brain-eating amoeba while swimming in the Brazos River in Whitney. She survived for a week, but sadly overnight, Lily lost her battle. Her cousin, Wendy Scott, who has been serving as the family spokeswoman throughout the ordeal, says Lily is now in the arms of Jesus. According to the Texas Department of State Health Services, while the amoeba is common, infections by it are very rare, and those infected by the amoeba usually die within 5 days. Outside Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A jury is hearing testimony today in a case that began as a brutal attack and then turned into a capital murder case 30 years later. KRLD's LP Phillips explains.
In June of 1988, Dr. Catherine Bosconi was raped and strangled, suffering irreversible brain damage. DNA testing wasn't around when that crime happened, and by the time it was usable, the statute of limitations expired. But last year, when Bosconi finally succumbed to her 30-year-old injuries, a new legal line opened. Murder has no statute of limitations, and that allowed prosecutors to use the DNA and connect the crime to 57-year-old George Guao of Houston. He was arrested and brought back to Dallas, where he is now facing justice 3 decades after a crime. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
More than 4,000 GM workers in Arlington on strike today on the picket line after contract negotiations between the union and the automaker broke down over the weekend. Wages, health care, plant closures among some of the major sticking points. In a video statement, Gerald Johnson with General Motors says the company's put together a strong proposal.
We think this offer is very sound and strong with investments and job creation.
The UAW spokesman, Brian Rothenberg, disagrees.
These UAW members, not so long ago, helped save a company that many people didn't think was going to survive. They stood up for that company. And now they want that company to stand up for them at the table.
Members of UAW Local 276 here in our area picketing in front of each of the entrances to the Arlington GM plant. Houston police shot and killed a man who opened fire at on them near an elementary school. It happened this morning. Investigators say someone flagged down two officers. They said a man had a gun at a car wash. Officers found him, ordered that he drop the weapon. He didn't, and started shooting at the police officers who returned fire. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo.
We have our Special Investigations Unit here that will conduct a criminal investigation into this incident. Our Internal Affairs Division will be here that will conduct the administrative review.
And it is under investigation.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the Radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.